Chapter 8. I did what I always do when I want answers to perplexing questions or simply crave a bit of comforting. I phoned Mrs. Ann Decker, my next-door neighbor. "I was thinking about you," she said, a smile in her voice. "Would you believe I've just taken a pan of shortbread out of the oven? Come on over and share it with me." I didn't need to be asked twice. Putting down the phone, I hurried next door. The delicious aroma of fresh-baked cookies led me from Miss Anne's porch into her kitchen. "Have you heard that Evangeline Carver died last night?" I asked. "I was there at the farm when Ken Riley, her stable hand, found her lying dead out in her pasture." "Yes, I heard about Evangeline Carver's death," she said as we sat at her table, frosty glasses of iced tea in front of us and warm shortbread on a plate. "I didn't know you were acquainted with her. Death is a sad thing, whether it comes to a young person or an old one." Miss Anne, soft-spoken and kind, was a trustworthy sounding board for my ideas and a gold mine of information about the people who lived in Edna Lee. Her husband, Eldon Decker, had been killed years ago, and my Uncle Javin spent 40 years in prison, accused of Eldon's murder. Miss Anne's life had been hard, but she was the sort of person who was easy to talk to. Nothing much shocked her, and she looked at facts through eyes that had seen years of sunshine as well as shadow. "I knew Evangeline," she said, gazing into the past. "Eva, we called her when we were a lot younger. She always had a slew of boys swarming around her, but she was a flirt. She'd lead them on, then dump them." Oh my, a flirt and ruthless? My first and only impression of the lady of the manor might not have been an accurate one. I nibbled a piece of shortbread. "This is delicious," I said. "Miss Evangeline mentioned Uncle Javin, said he was kind and gentle, and she didn't believe he was guilty when he was charged with murder." Miss Anne raised her eyebrows and sniffed. "Maybe she didn't believe it, but she didn't exactly stand by him either. To give her due, though, that was probably her old daddy's doing. He didn't want the family name sullied by her marrying an accused murderer." "Do you mean Uncle Javin was one of her conquests?" "I don't know," she said slowly, smoothing away a rivulet of moisture on her frosty glass. "Javin and I were friends, and he sometimes confided in me. Being a gentleman, he never directly criticized Eva, but I could tell most of the admiration was on her side. She was right when she said he was kind and he didn't want to hurt her." She grinned. "Probably didn't want to make her mad either. She had a pretty good old temper." Finishing my shortbread, I sighed. "Just how friendly were those two?" Miss Anne dabbed her mouth with her napkin. "I'll give you the recipe for that shortbread if you'd like, Nettie." "How friendly? Not sure. Sometimes I suspected too friendly. If she ever visited him in prison, I didn't know about it. Those years he spent in prison in McAllister sort of ended their romance. But to give her the benefit of the doubt, she never did marry anybody. So maybe she carried a torch. Probably didn't find anybody she could trust. She suspected everybody was out to get her money." "Uncle Javin never married either," I pointed out. "No," she agreed. "He never did. If he hadn't been in prison, he might have." "What else can you tell me? Ron said the family was ruthless. Do you agree? Had you heard stories about Judson Carver?" "Of course, I heard them. Gossip is not a new thing, you know. I was never the recipient of old Mr. Carver's meanness. He owned the biggest share in the bank downtown. He was the bank president. I guess Eva inherited those shares when he died. He would sometimes foreclose on houses when the owners got even the teeniest bit behind in payments. He'd turn them right out of their homes, widows or not. And that's not just idle gossip, because I know for a fact that it's true." "Well, Miss Evangeline couldn't help what her father did. She told me that a Carver never turned away anybody who was in need. Maybe, although she felt that way, her father didn't." Miss Anne poured more tea. No, she couldn't help what her father did, and she's gone, so there's no use in speaking ill of the dead. Do you know anything about those relatives of hers, or the people who work for her? I asked. Not one blessed thing about the relatives, and only a little about her cook, gardener, and housekeeper. And that's fine with me. Have more shortbread, Nettie. You've been looking a bit peaked lately. I don't think you're eating right. Recipe for Miss Anne's shortbread. 1 cup of butter. 1/2 cup of brown sugar. 2 1/4 cups of flour. Mix all together until it forms a moist lump. Turn onto a floured board. Roll out to 1/4 inch thick. Cut into squares or rectangles. Bake at 375 degrees until the pieces are slightly brown around the edges.